across the mid-north coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Yes, g'day and welcome everybody. We've made it to another Friday. It is the 11th day of October and it is Port Macquarie Cup Day today. I hope you had a good Thursday. I certainly had a busy one yesterday. Wasn't it cool in the afternoon? I think we're in for another cool one today. Weather partly cloudy, a very high 90% chance of showers. More likely in the afternoon into the evening. Let's hope it doesn't interrupt the cup. 15 to 21 today. You probably need your jacket if you're heading out to the races. And lady, something around your shoulders. The coastal waters for the boaties and surfers, the wind's variable to about 10 knots. Now, at the moment, it is 11 degrees in Coffs, 10 in Kempsey, 9 in Port Macquarie and 8 degrees in Taree. Now, how about this? The rainfall registration. 6 mils in Coffs. Now, they're saying at the airport in Aldervilla in Kempsey, 115 millimetres. Could that be right? Wow. 2 millimetres in Port Macquarie and 4 mils in Taree at the airport. Now, checking in with the RMS, no problems on the Pacific Highway at this stage. All good. I'm still amazed at that figure, 115 mils. Wow. Major news stories of the day, heavy fighting has been reported on the Syrian border. We could all see that coming. And a Brexit breakthrough could be imminent following talks between Boris and the Ireland PM, with both leaders saying they're now optimistic. Locally with Lee, gee, this is a great story. Port Macquarie's iconic Koala Hospital is set to undergo a multi-million dollar redevelopment that will transform this iconic attraction into a world-class facility, thanks to the New South Wales Government. Member for Port Macquarie, Leslie Williams, announced yesterday the New South Wales Government is providing $5 million through the Regional Growth, Environment and Tourism Fund towards a $6.25 million project. Isn't that fantastic? In sport, of course, everyone's talking about Bathurst this weekend. And I think around 4.30 this afternoon, you'll see the Virgin Australia Supercars Armour All qualifying race to see them have a good hit out. And, of course, locally, Port Cup today, the showcase meeting with a minimum $30,000 prize money. The first of eight jumps at 1.25, the lucky last at 5.45. The $200,000 Carlton Draft Port Macquarie Cup is over 2,000 metres with a field of 14 to face the starter. Bluey will give us his best bet a little bit later on the show, yes. On the show today, plenty happening, as usual. We'll give you our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. And what's trending? This is a really interesting story about a bloke who copped a fine yesterday. You've all got to be careful, and myself included. John Michael with all the Hollywood goss, talking about what a huge hit the Masked Singer is. Your last chance to pick up 1,000 on the birthday wheel. We'll talk about Oztober and how you can win tickets to the Garage Sessions. How good is it? It's day 11 of a month of celebrating Australian music and, of course, the Mid-North Coast today as well. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet with Bluey Waters, thanks to Watson's Caravan.
And yes, they're a great mob, Watson's, Morning Dane and all the grey nomads around the coast, and also the great Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Shorty.
Well, it's Port Macquarie Cup Day today. The weekend coming up for the fishermen. Al from Mulloway's going fishing. Well, he's not. They've banned him. He's on the barbecue. But have a look at the weather. Have a look at it. He's done it again.
Oh. Yes, he has.
But it's good, though. We really do need the rain. But hopefully it doesn't arrive till after the last race today, Bluey.
That's right. I hope we get Port Cup in and everyone has a great time out there at the race course. And, we get the rain, bit of patter on our tin roof to start this evening.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, now, fishing today, what do you reckon? Very, very little wind. I'll tell you what, the wind that was there yesterday was cold if you're in the shade, Bluey.
Yes, it was a bit Piccadilly, but I'm going to go do something surprisingly today. I'm out, so I'm going to get the big gear out today.
Yeah.
With this little bit of a southwester, and I'm going to go out to the breakwaters, and I'm going to take a bit of whole squid with me, and I'm going to try for a jewfish on the run-out tide.
Beautiful.
Just going to throw the whole squid right out the front of the walls there. So that's me tip today.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds pretty good, Bluey. And we do have some clubs out this weekend, including the Kiss of Death.
Yeah, so we're looking at fish eyes are out this weekend. It's the 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Bolo with the barbecue. Head chef Al from Mullerweight will be in attendance. So that should be a good outing there. And also the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they've got a crop on this weekend. Theirs is a 2 o'clock weigh-in in the park next to the clubhouse with the 1 o'clock barbecue starting.
Okie dokie. So good luck to those people out fishing this weekend. And let's hope you get in amongst them. And if we get that good lot of fresh bluey, as you say, the dew fishing will be just rubbing their hands together, won't they? Imagine Taylor Tab. He wouldn't be able to sleep.
No, all right. No, especially with his new dewy lure he's got out now. So he's made one specially for the dew fish.
Is it a rattler bluey or what is it?
No, it's a timber lure, handcrafted.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's he gives them great names. What's this one called? It must have a name. What's it called?
No, we kept it just a dewy.
Oh, you're joking. You've got to give it a good... No. We could have run a... Taylor Tab, we can run a competition on air. Like to give the dewfish lure a name.
No, we want the lure itself to make its name for itself.
Okie dokie. So it's just it's just called dewfish lure, is it?
It's just called Dewey.
Dewey.
Just Dewey.
Yes. I reckon what about Huey, Dewey and Louie?
I don't know. I've got three of them sitting here. Two gold ones and a mullet coloured one here.
Too good, Louie. Too good. All right. Okay, that's the fishing segment. Good luck to everybody now. Port Cup Day today, the V8s this weekend, the Bluey Waters, TAB and Bathurst Best Bet.
Okay, the Bluey Waters Sports Tab Best Bet, Port Cup today, race 7, horse 7, right, Zonk Kong at 13-1.
Zonk Kong at 13-1.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, I like the sound of that one. It's each way all day written on that one. And on the mountain...
On the mountain, 8 motor car, Wing Cup and Lounge. Lounge to get his double. Two in a row.
Okay, and the price?
It's about $4.50.
$4.50. Now, listen, I have just found out that Chris, the newsagent, is a very brave man. He's not there today, right? He's gone to Bathurst, and his daughter's about to have a baby.
Oh, what?
I know. He said it was booked 12 months ago. So I tell you what, he's...
The baby or the Bathurst?
No. Bathurst. I can't believe it. So, Jess, I hope it the little one holds off a bit because he'll never... Imagine at the 21st, the story about Granddad. He wasn't there for the birth. Where was he? He was at Mount Panorama.
Bathurst, yeah.
Oh, dear. Just watching ponies gallop past. Anyway, if that salutes Bluey.
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yeah, the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet. We're off to Liquorland today. We've got Tui's Extra Dry Stubbies at $42 a carton.
What's that, a grog, Bluey?
That's $1.75. Oh, doesn't that smell nice? Oh.
Yeah, $1.75. Now, also, if you do the return and earn, Bluey, it's even cheaper.
It comes under $40.
There it is. This is a segment people wait for all week. Bluey Waters, thank you very much for that today. And you can smell the fresh in the air. You're heading out to the breakwalls today, and we've got to hang on.
Yeah, we're out to the breakwalls. We're trying for a dewfish on whole squid.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Money for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Showers increasing and a top of 20. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. Huge news out of the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, already one of the region's top tourist attractions. The hospital is set to undergo a $6.25 million upgrade. $5 million of that is coming straight from state government. Work will be carried out over the next 2 years, and once done, we'll see a raised walkway through the trees, new koala yards, training, research, education spaces and more. President of Koala Conservation Australia, Sue Ashton.
Exciting for all of our volunteers. We've got over 150 volunteers and they work very hard to keep this place going. And for them, it's going to mean they will be working in a world-class facility, much better, less rustic, but still hopefully enjoying what they're doing.
A motorcycle rider in hospital after a serious single vehicle crash at North Haven. Shortly after 6 a.m. yesterday, emergency services were called to Ocean Drive after reports a Harley Davidson had crashed into the brick wall of a North Haven cafe. The 56-year-old Laurieton man was treated on scene for a serious head injury before being airlifted to John Hunter Hospital in a stable condition. A crime scene was established and police are investigating. Our bulging waistlines are in the spotlight this World Obesity Day. Latest figures confirm regional areas struggle the most, with Kempsey having the Mid-North Coast's highest rate of adults considered obese at almost 40%. Lauren Bonnie Hills is the fittest, a rate of 33%. Dietitian Claire Collins says the government should subsidise the price of fruit and veg to make it easier for all households to access.
We really need some sort of government regulation and assistance to make adopting a healthy lifestyle easier. It shouldn't be beyond your ability to have a healthy lifestyle just because of your postcode.
And after plenty of rain in parts of the region overnight, there's hope of plenty more today and tomorrow. The forecast says we could be getting up to 10 mils today and 20 tomorrow for Port Macquarie and Kempsey. Further north, we could be getting even more. Now to sport. Local cricket is finally returning with the Mid-North Coast Premier League comp this weekend. The comp is in the unique position in that the reigning champion's not involved this year, with neither United nor Macquarie returning. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll get a local derby right off the bat with the Port Macquarie Pirates meeting the Port City League's Magpies, that one at Wayne Richards Park. Meanwhile, in South Kempsey, Rovers facing United. And down at the Johnny Martin Oval, it's Tare West, home to Wauchope. That's the latest news and sport.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions with Hutto, thanks to Camden Haven Marine, your Suzuki Marine dealer on the Mid-North Coast.
Good morning. There's some excellent waves around our beaches this morning. The wind's only lightest out of the west. It will turn southwest during the morning, so those protected southern corners and headlands will have the cleanest and the best conditions for a surf. And there's a few nice waves, as I said, the swells out of the southeast. Wave size in the southern corners, you're looking around that 4 to 5 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. Open beaches are a lot bigger than this. Open beaches are fairly clean at the present time too, but open beaches do have waves around that 6 feet mark. We do have a high tide around 8 o'clock this morning. Low tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 20 to 21 degrees. And now for the surf for this weekend. Looks like a fantastic weekend of good surf. Saturday looks like we're going to start off with light winds most of the day. It'll start off offshore early, turning southeast during the morning. Then in the afternoon it will turn easterly, but the swell will be from the southeast, so those southern corners will again have the best conditions for a surf. The wave size will be around that 4 to 5 feet mark, maybe getting up to around 6 foot. Then on Sunday, the wind's going to turn around to the south. Again, those southern corners and headlands and point breaks will be best. Swell will be out of the southeast. Wave size will be around that 6 to 8 feet mark.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
ARIA winner Anthony Kalia will play the Glasshouse tomorrow night in Port Macquarie for an intimate concert experience with Unplugged and Unfiltered. Tickets are around $70. Spotted at Luigi's in Port Macquarie yesterday, Carl Barron having a flat white. Harrison Ford says the new Indiana Jones film would begin production for the fifth flick of the $2 billion grossing franchise in April in London next year. And Ozzy Osbourne has been forced to postpone his UK and European tour for a second time as a result of falling at home earlier this year. Now, the accident saw Ozzy injuring his back, neck and shoulders, dislodging the metal rods he had inserted following his 2003 ATV accident in the process.
Cheyenne!
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Marina with a traffic update not far away. After 7, the last lot of double passes for the Port Cup to give away and our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. It is Hall & Oates and Maneater at 11 to 7.
Read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Driver, excited news director, dressed in a T-shirt, but not for long. The good gear will be coming out later for the Cup.
You betcha. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Who have we got today? Who do you reckon? I heard Dewdrop is maybe one to beat, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we've got the favourite is Drawn the Car Park, though. Now, in racing terms, Lee, it's a 2,000-metre race, but it's right at the outside, second in from the outside.
Not the best barrier.
Not the best barrier. So, I don't know. It's a very short price favourite, but we'll wait and see.
Nice.
But pick anything you like, mate. Pick anything you like.
That's what's so good about this country racing. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is right. This is why the bookies drive Mercedes, right? And we're still at the two-minute noodle section of the car park, you know what I mean?
A bit like that, yeah.
But whatever you like, back whatever you like. Bluey's gone for number 7. And I think it's about 11 to 1, so we'll wait and see what happens. But the favourite is definitely number 5.
Yeah, cool.
Alrighty, what is happening today in the world of news as far as the papers are concerned,
yeah,
champion?
Yeah, exactly. So the Daily Telegraph today is leading with this exclusive: ALP voters back welfare checks, drug test for Labor. Labor is facing its own test on its opposition to the government's plan to drug check welfare recipients, with the majority of ALP voters backing the move. A Daily Telegraph YouGov Galaxy poll reveals 63% approval among Labor voters for the proposal to screen 5,000 new start and youth allowance recipients. As well as that, duos end in inferno. A couple married for just 3 years perished side by side in their home in the ferocious fires which ripped through northern New South Wales on Tuesday. Well-known farmer Gwen Hyde, 68, and retired service station owner Bob Lindsay, 77, died at their isolated Deadman Creek Road house at Coongbar, which backed onto the Key Barben State Forest. That's in the Daily Telegraph. In the Sydney Morning Herald, meanwhile, the headline there: climate targets beyond us, IMF. Australia will fail to meet its Paris Agreement commitments on emission cuts with direct intervention on climate change, the International Monetary Fund has warned. Research by the IMF released today cited Australia's continuing dependence on coal and other greenhouse gas intensive energy sources. Even a US $75 million carbon tax, which would drive up electricity prices over the next decade, would not be enough for Australia to meet its pledges. And Melbourne Cup link in jiggering scandal. Distressing vision of one of the disgraced trainer Darren Weir's prized horses being tormented with an electric prod in preparation for last year's Melbourne Cup may be a crucial piece of evidence in a case against him and two of his associates.
I wonder if there's another horse movie in this. It's shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. I hate hearing stories like that. Okay. Making news with you, Lee. This is a really great news story. The town and the Mid-North Coast has dined out on the Koala Hospital for a long time. We know if you're from overseas, you want to come and work at the Koala Hospital, there is a 12-month waiting list.
Yep.
There are so many more subdivisions going in, as you could imagine, because the population's growing. Koala habitat is shrinking, and they still do great work at the Koala Hospital. And it's probably the first place you take someone if you've got someone from out of town other than driving around the beaches. And they've got some terrific funding on the way.
Yeah, 100%. So the Koala Hospital, for me, was probably one of the first things I heard about when I looked up Port Macquarie when I found out I was moving here.
Yeah.
Before that, to be honest, I'd never heard of the place because I'm from Victoria. But this great news, the Koala Hospital is going from strength to strength. A total of $6.25 million is going to redevelop the hospital. $5 million of that's coming from state government. Once done, we're going to be seeing raised walkways through the trees, new koala yards, training, research and education spaces, a museum, educational nature walks, and there's plenty more. I just can't list them all day long. It's just a great move to see. Yeah, the koalas, they are struggling, and as you say, their population's shrinking, but the Koala Hospital's going to go from strength to strength to make sure that they are here for a lot longer, hopefully, our koalas.
$5 million, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. We'll see you in the blue suit later on, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure, we'll.
Thanks very much. That's correct weight from Lee.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie and Dragon there, getting that jive at 12 past 7. The last lot of the wonderful tickets to go to the Port Cup. And I've got Peter on the line from Warhope. G'day, Pete. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
All righty. Now, here we go, Pete. You're a keen race fan, obviously.
Yep.
Here's your question, Pete. When you go to the Port Cup, of course, the grandstand there, absolutely iconic. Is it the Ivan Livermore stand, the Ivan Kidneymore stand, or the Ivan Appendixmore stand?
The Ivan Livermore stand.
It is the Ivan Livermore stand. Deep as a puddle of water, this show. Good on you, Pete. Have you got a tip for the cup, or are you just going to go and enjoy the day socially?
Nah, just going to go enjoy the day, mate.
All right, no worries. We'll keep out of trouble. Hold the line. We'll get your details. He's off to the Port Cup. Well done, Pete from Warhope. It is 12 and a half past seven.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend.
Tomorrow sees day two of the Port Macquarie Cup Carnival. Another cracker gallop meeting. In mountain biking, you can check out the Aussie Endurance Cup and Solo 24-Hour National Championships. They're going to be staged this weekend at Jolly Nose Park at Bonnie Hills. There are classic speedboats from all over the East Coast heading to Kempsey tomorrow for a fun run on the mighty Macleay River. Things start from around 8 a.m. And when I think of those classic wooden speedboats, I think of James Bond.
Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
I'm the free computer online generated voice for Strongy's Breaky Show on Triple 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 M.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yeah, and good morning, John Michael.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Holiday Coast. Yeah. And have a wonderful day at the races.
Yeah, big day. The Country Cup meetings are always good. And we've got a few of them. Eric Kempsey Cup and Tuncurry Cup. And, of course, the famous one they have in Wauchope on Boxing Day, John Michael, the Whoop yes. Whoop Cup. Isn't that a great name?
It is a great name.
Anyway, good luck, yeah. Everyone, heading to the races today in Port. Now, the Masked Singer, what a sensation it's been.
The Masked Singer is... I mentioned this to you, I think... sometime last year.
Yeah.
And I thought it might have been a bit like the Gong Show, or where the bloke used to put, the comedian used to put a paper bag over his head.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do. Chuck yeah. Barris.
But instead, it's this, the costumes are absolutely fabulous. In fact, the costumes are really half the show. I mean, it's beautifully designed. I mean, they're very lavish. Beautiful, and that's what it's visually interesting, put it that way. But I think it's just taken off. It's going to be renewed for next year, and Channel 10 must be very happy. Well, CBS, the American network that bought the 10 network in Australia for a lot of money, they must be very happy. And in fact, they're planning, I believe, next year, a lot of these, you know, type of shows, these, what do you call them, reality shows or whatever, but Channel 10, they're going to change the whole look of the station, apparently, yeah. of the network, yeah.
John Michael, the subplot I love in this is Lindsay Lohan, obviously very talented. She'd have no idea who these people are.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I thought, no, she never knew. And, you know, that to me is, Lee, get somebody that knows who the singers are. But she didn't have a clue.
That made it funny.
I don't blame her. I mean, she's not dealing with world-famous names or people yeah. that have, you know, been hugely successful in America, so to speak. Now, they're all good singers, but it's a bit tough to throw somebody in who hasn't got a clue who anybody is.
I reckon that's a funny subplot.
That's a bad production mistake.
Yeah, I think so. Now, also, Clint Eastwood's new movie. We love Clint. What's it all about?
Well, the new movie is about Richard Jewell, and it's the guy who, the name of the movie is actually Richard Jewell. He was the guy that saw a bomb at the Atlanta Olympics, remember?
Yep.
Security guy. He used to live at home with his mum. He's rather chubby chappy, and he saw this bomb, cleared the area, and then afterwards, the fake news started to say it was him who had planted the bomb. And the poor man went through absolute hell. Now, what Clint has done has made what happened to Richard Jewell, who unfortunately was the stress that's taken on him over this led to his early demise, which is a real tragedy. But what Clint has done is to use the parallel that this is what's happening in the media today. Fake news. Stories that are not true. People being blamed for things they haven't done. And he's used the parallel, and apparently, you know, he's amazing. He's 86 or 87.
Yeah.
He comes up with these great movies, and apparently the movie has had critical reviews, and a lot of people are getting the message that Clint has put out there, that this sort of rush to judgment thing that's been going on in not only in American politics, but certainly in Australia as well, is just terribly, you know, it's destroying people. It's destroying people, and this poor guy was destroyed because he was doing the right thing, pointed out where the bomb was, cleared the area, and then got blamed for planting the bomb and put up with years of absolute hell. So the movie has taken off. Now, the interesting thing is that this year or next year, the Oscars, there looks like a lot of movies that have done great box office may or were predicted to do great box office may be nominated. The problem has been in the last few years that a lot of obscure movies have been nominated, and people like to have a vested interest in what they're watching at the Oscars. You know, they like to have seen the movie or the actor or whatever, and that hasn't happened. So the ratings, apart from the fact of the political intrusion in the Oscars, which has had a dire effect, the fact that the movies haven't been seen by many has been a real problem.
All right, John Michael, thank you very much for that. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you same time next week.
Have a good bet today, mate.
I hope so. Okay. They say, John Michael, that it's very simple. You've got to have the rule is this: have more money on the winners than you do on the losers.
Is that absolutely. Or as my father used to say, as he was a jockey, be careful of betting on racehorses.
Yeah, all right, mate. Have a great week.
Bye, mate. Ostrani.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Strotty for Brekkie on Port Macquarie Cup Day. It's Crowded House, Something So Strong. Mr. Sheffield rang in earlier. Still a bit smoky around the race course, so I hope the race caller can see through the smoke. Hopefully it's blown away by the time they start racing. It's a huge day there today, and it's just great when people make the effort to get dressed up. The bloke's in the new bag of fruit. Like our news man, he's going to have the blue. If you're looking for him, he's a bearded bloke. He looks a bit like Borat, and he has a blue suit. He's got the very flash brown shoes on, the great man today, Lee Jollo. He'll be in at 8:30 to give us the news before he goes and puts his stepping out gear on. And the ladies, you know, and it's great for the town all over the Mid-North Coast for the local cup meetings where you go and buy the new dress, the fascinator, the heels, and away we go. Good luck if you're on the punt there today. Bluey likes number 7. We'll run through that a little later on. And Alistair coming up with the publican's punt. I know he had a big night last night with the Calcutta, and I'm not talking about the one in India. It's 11 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
Yes, here we go to the beautiful Lake Cateye. G'day, Peter. How are you?
Well, looking forward to the rain.
Yeah, too right, Pete. I hope it comes after the last of the races today. But anyway, we'll wait
and
see.
The lake needs a bad lick.
Yeah, I know, Pete. It's just one of those things. Mother Nature has her own way. But we normally have that flood around April, May, and we didn't get it this year. I think that's what we're paying the price for.
Yep.
Anyway, fingers crossed. Now, do you feel it in your water? Do you feel it in your bones, Pete? We will get something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I thought that I might go for number 9 today. That's a lucky number and
all
good
right.
Number.
Okay, number 9 for Peter at Cat Eye. Here we go. Number 9 for Pete, as the Beatles would say. Number 9. Number 9. Number 9. Oh, Pete, you're not going to believe that it lands on number 10. Oh, I was up out of the chair. I was up out of the chair, Pete. Ah, can't give you the cash, but I will, you know, one little goat, one little number. Can't give it the cash, but end of the month, I've got your details. Christy does the next draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that, and I hope you're right about the rain. Thanks, Pete.
Well done. You have a lovely day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wasn't really well done. I'm sorry, Pete. One number off. How did I do that? Other birthdays today, I can tell you, Tess Meehan from Smithtown's birthdaying today. Good on you, Tess. From Kobe, Claire, Gus, and all your family and friends, and also former Mid-North Coast, but he comes back here a fair bit still, the great guitar legend David Hines, also birthdaying today. So people like Tess and David are sharing their birthdays with the likes of the late, great Luke Perry, the actor, golfer Michelle Wee, and Marcus Graham. Remember, he was Wheels in... Was it in Ramsey Street, in Neighbours? I think it was. Or was he in Home and Away? I can't remember. Anyway, he's a very good young actor, Marcus Graham. All born on the 11th of October.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the country after 9 on 131-873. The Beach Boys there, a little good vibrations. We love that. And also the Eagles, a peaceful, easy feeling. Hope you're feeling it. Today. It's 11 to 9.
Triple M flight times.
Brought to you by Specsavers, Horton Street and Settlement City.
Book an eye health check today.
Just back to Trent at the Port Macquarie Airport. All good with QF2165. About a 5-minute delay. 10:15 out of port for QF2165. She'll get you into Sydney at around 11:30. Showers in Sydney today and 18 degrees. Have a great flight.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on?
Well, I mentioned this earlier. If you want to learn about balloon twisting, come and learn the art of balloon twisting with Nikki from Pepperific Parties and the All About Balloons Workshop. That's on at the Kempsey Shire Library at 1:30 today. I'd like to do that myself. Great for the kids, though, age 5 and up, to have fun with their balloons. It's also story time at the Maxwell Library from 10 this morning. And the free lunchtime concerts continue at the Glasshouse in Port today with Concerto, the big band, with Glenn Moore, musical director, from 12:30. And, of course, it's Port Cup Day today. Good luck in the big race, which is on late in the afternoon. Hope you're back a winner. That's the Mid-North Coast today at 10 to 9. That's it for us on the show for today. If you missed any part of it, just go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Enjoy the Port Cup. Have a great weekend. Ray after 9 on 131 873.